We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, the Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, in the middle of a discussion. The Gemara here was learning out that there's an Issa Hanah B'chametz HaPetach Shor in this call from the Pasuk of Bas HaShigah B'chol Tameh Lo Yoyachel. You shouldn't eat any Bas that becomes Tameh, and we don't need a Pasuk by Bas HaTameh because we learn out from Ma'is HaShani Tameh. It's a Kal V'chomer. So it must be that it's extra, and we'll use it for Shor in this call and for Chametz HaPetach. Omle Avinu Ravashi, why is it extra to have another pasuk, another lav, by a basa tame? Maybe you want to teach us that you have two lavim. There are certain things that some will get malchus twice for it. One is a maisa averi, two malchus. Why? Because two lavim. Omle Ravina Ravashi, ve'imer lav or lavashte lavim. Maybe this is coming to teach us that on this iser of basa tame, you get two lavim. What do we have a precedent for that? Lav mi amar abaya, ochal patisa. Someone eats a water bug, a tummy dig, a fish, basically. The halacha is, loika arba. You get four malchus, four lavim. What's the four lavim? There are two specific lavim by sheretz hamayim, and there's two lavim, general lavim, by shkotzim, by regular shakshos, nafsechim, chal sheretz, listam v'hem, and it says, there's two other lavim, there's four lavim altogether, two by mayim and two by regular shratzim. What about if you eat a namala, you eat a sheretz aretz, or something like that crawls on the ground, then you get like a chamish, you get five lavim. What are five lavim? You have two of stam shratzim, and then you have three about sheretz al aretz, v'chal sheretz al aretz, shekos lo yachal, there's a chal sheretz al aretz, lo yisaych, lo yisaych, lo yisaych, lo yisaych, there's altogether five lavim. Sira, someone eats a non-kosher bird that's a sheretz, the halacha is get sheish. There are, like a sheish, there's six lavim for a sheretz ha'oif. Because you have a pasuk of the five lavim of aretz, and you have an extra pasuk called sheretz ha'oif, tami hulachem, lo yechelu. But upon you find a precedent that for one mice haveri, you get a bunch of lavim. So the question is, here by Basa Tame, maybe teach you to get a bunch of lavim. A Malay answered him, kol hecha di'ikla midrash tashinan. If you have a different drasha, you say a different drasha, well, mekaminon belave yaseri, and you don't add on lavim. So therefore, here you have something to make a drasha for. You're making a drasha to darshan that by chametz pesach and shor niskal there's an issa hana. So here, if you have opportunity to make all the drasha, you don't add on lavim. So akaponim, we have a pshat. The pshat, according to this one, the yamis ahumar abanon b'shem Rav Shmuel Levi, the pshat that shor niskal and chametz pesach have issa hana, it comes to the pasuk. Now the Gemara wants to know, what's the word at the beginning of Habasa? In the parasha, we were talking about Basa. It should just say, Asha Yiga b'chol tomei lo yi'ochel. Or Rashi explains the extra Vav, v'habasa. That's two pshatim Rashi, what the extra word is. But the question is, what's the Habasa, what's the... What Habasa teaching us? Habasa Yivachal Tomei Lo Yochel was teaching us the Reish Shalomali. What are you there for? Our answer is the rabbis Eitzim Vilevoino that it's Mekabel Toma. Eitzim is the Eitzim you bring on the Mizbeach in order to burn the Kabbanis. And Levoino is a certain type of spice that they bring with the Mincha. Those things, even though they're not really foods, they are Mekabel Toma. That's what's teaching us. And there'll be the same Isser on those as well, and you have to burn it because they're Mekabel Toma. It's interesting to me. No one asks, is that the word of Habasar punked is being married, but the thing is not Roy L'Achila. If you learn with the Vav, it's a little better. The Vav, it's like Tuf L'Vav, a little better. But that's the Gemara's drasha of Habasar Yiga, is married with those two things that it's Mekabel Toma. What about the end of the Pasuk? The end of the Pasuk, we read it a few times on purpose because the Gemara brings it in. The end of the Pasuk is Habasar Kol Tar Yechal Basar. What's that teach you guys? Habasar Kol Tar Yechal Basar Sefer Lamali. The rabbis in Murim, to teach us that if Murim become Tameh, and someone eats it, he's over two lavim. First of all, a lav of a zar, because a kohen is a zar, because the emurim are supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, so he's like a non-kohen klapid emurim. And also there's a lav of tumah. Hey, that's what's coming to Marba. The end of the passage is saying, v'abasar kol tar yechabah, teaching us that there's another iser to eat, thing emurim. It's going back on lo yachel, that you can't eat the emurim. The rabbi is... that's come teach the rabbis in Murim. Murim that the Talmud eats Talmud dig Murim. We learn from a different place. Basam Afka, Tanya, the Brisa. Va'nefesh asher toichal basar mezevach shlomim asher la'Hashem v'tumasay halav v'nichusar nefesh shiva amel. It says that when you're tummy, you're not allowed to eat the emurim. How do you know? Because asher l'ashem, l'rabbis is emurim. Puts words l'asher l'ashem, which are extra words, and that is just the same zevach hashlam. What's asher l'ashem, l'rabbis is emurim? So tomorrow, no, that wouldn't be a right to this, because hasam tumas haguf, because there's one tumas haguf, because when it says tumasa alav, it means on the person, we know, because tumasa alav sounds like something that go on and off. It's on him, and you go to mikveh, it goes off. On a piece of meat, doesn't come off. So tumas alav means when he is tameh, and that's where it's bekaris. Hacha tumas basav alav. Here's when the basav becomes tameh, and that's balav, and that's what will be marbe the ribui of imurim. That was the ribui of imurim tumas haguf, when a person's tameh. Here we're talking about if the murim itself become tameh, there's a ribui that there's a lav not to eat in murim that became tameh. That kind of discussion of Rav Avo and Chizkiya and Vahamistayif and other things that come into Isser Hana of Shar Haniska and Chametz of Pesach. Once you mention Rav Avo when it's a gay Isser Achila, we're going to mention another Rav Avo now. Omer Rav Avo Ram Vichron, Kol Isurim Shivitaira, Ein Leikin Malehen, Ela Derech Achilasam. All asurim in the Torah, there is no malchus on them. Only if you eat it derech achilasam, you have to eat it. All asurim have to be eaten in the way you eat it, a normal way of eating it. Lemutei mai, what's it coming to teach us? Amrav simi barashi lemutei shem ochal chaylev chay shepata. If someone ate raw chaylev, raw fat, even though it's asdit chaylev, but if he ate raw fat, he's potter. He's not chayev malchus. Why not? Because not derech achilasa. You don't eat something raw. No one eats raw meat or raw chaylev. So therefore, it's not called derech achilasa. You're potter. Tosfos speaks out. Actually, someone's like thinking about his, you know, his certain type of meat that you eat raw. That it says in Tosfos, "V'ha'adam megid anasha achal tzipa tahira b'chayeha b'cholshu b'misasa b'kazayis." It says, "B'cholshu b'chayeha even chayeha b'cholshu b'misasa b'kazayis." When it's dead, b'kazayis, eyes not derech achila. Shani oif shu rach v'chazil umtza. It says a oif, a bird, certain birds, the meat is soft and you can eat it raw. So avad, that's called derech achilah. So I'm talking about chaylev, it's not normal to eat it raw. If something's normal to eat it raw, it's called the achila. Then avada, you are, then you're a chay. But if it's not the derech, then you're potter. And if kfizeh, in this tzah in the Gemara, if you eat something that's hana, shloika darakam, that will be chayev, of course. And we'll speak out a little more in a second. Ikadamri. There's another version of Ravo. Omer Ravo, Omer Yechanan. Kol Asurim Shevetayra Yalekam Leim Al Derech Hanasam. All Asurim Shevetayra, you don't get Malkus on it, only if it's Derech Hanasam. If you eat it in the Derech of, it has to be a normal Hanah. Lemutim, I teaching us what? Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Lemutim Shemeniach, Chelev Shel Shor Haniska. Take fat of Shor Haniska, which is Osma Hanah, Agav Makasi, put on top of your Maka, Shul Potter. Because that's not the Derech of Hanah. V'chol Shekein, Oichel chaylev chay shu potter. And of course, if you eat chaylev chay, you are potter. So let's speak out what this kol shekein is, first of all. The kol shekein is like this. The first tzad holds that only achila has to be kederach. Why? Because if you eat it shloi kederach, it's a chesaron, it's something deficient in the way of eating. Because that's not called eating. That's not called eating, something that's not right to eat. Masha'in gen hana, there's no like way to have hana. Hana means benefit. Any benefit I get, I put it on top of my wound for medicine. Why is that called hana? The Torah says, why is it called shloi derech hanasam? Because most people don't use chaylev for that. Like Rashi says, chaylev is usually used for either havara or to smear leather. That's what it's used for. Either to make it into like fuel or to smear. That's a rave thing. So it's not called derech hanasam. So that's a bigger chiddush. Even though it's really not, there's no chesar in the maisa hana. It's still, it's also so. Of course, that's also. Of course, achila is also. Now, why taka? How do you know taka that hana has to be derech hanasam? The teretz is that since hana is learned out from the word achila, it doesn't say start pasuk for hana. It's either main inyan or it's lo yaya achel. It's learned out of lashon achila. Therefore, just like achila has to be kederech, this has to be kederech also. That's the pshat. Why would have to be kederech? Both these mandir v'ha has to be kederech. That's number one. Number two is the lashon over here is that's potter. We know in shas potter means pot of aser. That would mean, Pashas the Gemara sounds like, if you do something shloike derech hanasam, it's not mutter, just there's no malchus on it. And it's very negay la halacha, it's big mechak to shine him. But the word is, if you're doing something shloike derech hanasam, is it mutter or is it pata av asa? If someone wants to eat something treif, chas v'shalom, he'll wrap it in a piece of paper and swallow it. Oh, shloike derech hanasam. No, it won't help. We'll just make it maybe derabanan, but we'll make it a deraisa. It's the gay for medicines. But medicines, if you're making it derabanan, okay, so Eli, you do it derabanan for refuah maybe. That's what you have to handle. Is it mutter or is it the rabbanon? It's mashma over here that both issa, both achilah shloka derech hanasam, both hanah shloka derech hanasam is only part of us. That's the mashmoyis in our gemara. Itma nami omer of acha bar avi omer of asir of yechron hani achel of shor niskal gam mekasasom puts chpet from a shor niskal on top of his maka potter fishikol suvin shivatayra ein loikam leh derech hanasam. You potter walk because all suvin shivatayra you only get malchus kederech hanasam. I'm Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira wants to bring a riot to this. We just learned a Mishnah like that in Masechtas Arla. This Mishnah is Masechtas Truma, sorry. This Mishnah, Masechtas Truma says, it's talking about Mashkin, saying that not all my parents are called Mashkin. Only, Ein Seif Mesabam, Mishum Arla, El Al Yitzim, Zesim Adavim. The only time you chayiv, when you drink a drink that you give chayiv Arla, is only on olives, which is olive oil, or anavim, or grapes, which is wine. That's the only time you have arla of mashkin. The ilu metutim, which is berries, te'enim, figs, verimoinim, and pomegranate, these things, if you drink the juice, pomegranate juice, of arla, you're not chayef. My time, what's the reason? Lab mishum d'loika achal ha-derech hanasa. Maybe the reason is because it's not called the derech of hana. Because most people don't drink pomegranate juice. That's not the way you eat a pomegranate. You're ruining it. The way you eat a pomegranate, the way you have enough pomegranate by eating it whole, not by eating the juice. So Gemara thought that's the reason why you're not chayev on tutim teinim. Remind him is because shloka derech hanasam bring a raya that you're not chayev for derech hanasam. Gemara says that's not true. Where's the my time a lavish loy kach loy derech hanasam? I'm laying a no. Bish let me eshminim peri gufa loy kach derech hanasam. If you show me a Mishnah that says that if you eat the peri loy kach derech hanasam, like for example, you cooked it up and you ate it, so then I understand because no one eats cooked peaches like Rashi says or cooked nuts. If you told me you cooked up the nut or cooked up the peach and you ate it that way, that would be because loy kach derech hanasam. But here, to want the juice. And the juice, we know from the Masechtas Brachos already, the Gemara considers juice that comes out of Tusim, Tainim, Reinim, it's considered Zeya. It's not considered the Peri at all. And the Bi'ar Adava is like this. Zeisim and Avim, Hashem created them for the olive oil. They eat olives also, but that's the main part of olives is the oil. Grapes also, the main part is wine. Therefore, the grapes, the wine, is called the Peri itself. The olive oil is called the Peri itself. Masha'ikin, pomegranate juice, the juice is not called a peri itself, it's just an offshoot of the peri. It's like the zeya, like the sweat of a peri. It's not the ikka peri. Ikka peri is the fruit. And therefore, that's why you can't be chayav arla on that, because it's not the ikka peri. That's what means zeya ba'amu. And that's why in Masechtas, Brachos explains that, really, saying zeisim and Zaysim and Anavim, they get a bracha on the, they get a bracha on the juice. They get a special bracha on the juice. Anavim we know gets very pretty often, and Shemazai is really a bracha is very pre-eights. Ayin Shom, how's the Geya, but really a bracha on Shemazai is very pre-eights. Why? Because by Shemazai and Anavim, that is the fruit. You make a very pre-eights on both of them, really. The Gemara asks why Anavim don't get very pre-eights, the Gemara says because different reasons. It's Choshev, because it's bracha of Neatzmai. Masha'inkin on orange juice, you don't make a very pre-eights. You make a Shahakal. Why? Because it's not the fruit, it's the Zeya Ba'alma. That's the var, it's Zeya Ba'alma, and that's why here it's not a raya. That's shloka derech hanasam. It's a different pshat because the juice is not the fruit. Amar Abaya, this is all true by those things. But kol moedim v'klaya kerem shloikim lefish shloka derech hanasam. Everyone agrees that v'klaya kerem, which means you plant tvua together with your vineyard, and then you eat that thing that grows out of it, the grape that grows out of it. The halacha is you get malchus even shloka derech hanasam. My time of shloik sibu achila. There it does not say in the pasuk a loshen achila. It says ben tiktash hamaleya. The pasuk teaches us that it's also from a pasuk ben tiktash hamaleya. It gets kaddish. Doesn't say lashon achila. Therefore, even shloika derech hanasam will be chayiv. And so the Gemara now is an asakasha from a long drasha that, and there in this following drasha, there's no pircha by saying klai karem is loikin derech hanasam. So derech hanasam again will start on tomorrow's shir from here because it's a whole new discussion.